Welcome to Home Smart with Amy Lurari, Mike Ferrari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy@allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity. All right, Amy, we have a very special guest with us this morning.
I am super excited to introduce Sam Grimes. She is a owner at Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. We had Aaron on for one episode, and now we have Sam. I'm going to try to get all the owners through here, and I'm just excited she could make it here and give us a little background on the company and on herself and just share what she does.
Sam, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us all about Chesapeake Real Estate.
Okay. I have been with Chesapeake since the creation. We created one of the first agent-owned companies back in 2007, and I've been there ever since. Now we have a total of 5 owners and 29 real estate agents. And I'm super excited that we're branching off into these different counties. Our primary office is located in Chester, Queen Anne's County. And then we have a satellite office in Trapp, which is in Talbot County. And then now we've opened up the Chestertown location in Kent County.
So you're growing by leaps and bounds.
We are.
That's
super
wonderful.
Excited. Yeah.
Well, Amy, before we get started into specific property, why don't we talk about some stats? Let's get an update on the market.
Okay. Well, I pulled these as of today's recording. In Kent County, we actually have 11 coming soon properties. So the spring market is really starting
to
pop.
Are really healthy.
Yeah, just like the bunnies hopping around, we're just adding listings. We had 54 active listings, so that's coming up slowly. Pending, 42. That pending means under contract or there's an offer on there, maybe there's some contingencies, but 42 are actually under contract. And since the beginning of the year in Kent County, 52 houses have sold. Okay. So, you know, the market is still out there. People are still buying and selling. Now, Queen Anne's, as we've often talked about, is always a little more than us. They're a little bit bigger. So they have 12. So we're about the same on the coming soon. So 11 in Kent, 12 in Queen Anne's. Active, 131. So they got some more properties out there. Under contract, 151. And then they've closed 126 properties since the beginning of the year. So they're the ones I kind of keep close tabs on. But if anybody wants information on any of the other counties up and down the shore, anywhere in Maryland, give me a holler and I will definitely get those stats to you.
So the real estate market is alive and well.
It is alive and well. And there's a lot of stuff. And Sam and I might get into that a little bit. But there's a lot of stuff in the news right now. And please, please, please make sure you are looking at the proper sources, because there's a lot of misinformation.
Well, you know, they say, you know, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yes.
Really not the case.
So I'm excited that the spring market's starting to pick up. And if you're not on the market now and you're thinking about it, push that go button. We need the inventory.
Well, congratulations on the new office here in town. Now, where are you located?
Thank you. So we're located on Park Row, 302 Park Row in Chestertown. So certainly swing by and come and visit. We're right across the street from where the farmer's market is. So certainly come out on the weekend and swing by.
Let's talk about a specific listing that you brought with you today that I'm really interested in hearing about.
Okay. So I just listed 115 Thicket Court in Centerville. It's one of the premier communities in Centerville. It's Willow Branch East. This particular home happens to be built by Mike's Custom Homes. He built it last year, but the people need to move. So it's essentially like a brand new home. 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths, a half bath, on an acre. It's nice because the property owner, since they have bought it, they've put in a paved driveway, a fence, and landscaping.
Okay, so definitely some upgrades have been done to the property.
Yeah.
And what are you guys finding with financing these days?
There's some other programs out there, and Sam, please chime in, because yeah. I know that you probably are aware of more than I am. But I was just recently talking to Adam, who has been on the program in the past, and he says there's an FHA zero down product out there, which is very attractive for those who don't have a whole lot of money in their pocket. They don't have to come up with that 3.5% down payment. Of course, they all have some products out there that are addressing the increase in the interest rate. So there are some creative ways that you can go about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the grant programs, how many of those are still available in our area, but there are some grant programs.
How does that work specifically?
Most of the time it has to do with the either down payment or closing cost help. So they will apply for the grant if you have to qualify. So, you know, I'm sure it has something to do, and I'm not a lender, let me put that out there, but it has to do with your credit, how credit worthy you are, how much debt to income you have, how many are living in your family, you know, all of those things factor in. So if you're speaking with a lender, definitely ask, do I qualify for any of these grant programs that I've heard about? So that's how that works. And they all have their own little ways of doing it, but sometimes they're forgivable. So as long as you're in the house for so many years, it just kind of fades away. And it is my understanding. And so if you sell the house after that, you're not required to pay that money back.
Okay.
It's a grant.
So the best thing to do is just up front ask the lending professional you're working with. And I know you both can guide someone to a professional who can answer those questions for them and get them pre-qualified and set to work with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I say, and I sound like a record that gets on repeat, but... Local.
Definitely local.
Because if you're talking to somebody from ABC Mortgage, wherever, anywhere in the world, they're not going to know what our area here offers, like the grant programs and some of the special first-time home buyer programs. So it really is important to go with a trusted local lender.
Well, and you know, they're probably, you guys can both tell me, we could sit here for hours and hear nightmare stories of people using some of these big box type of lenders where things just don't go as planned. And then who do you talk to? You get tossed to 30 different departments.
Yeah. Yes. And your file, when Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, but when the file goes from one desk to the other, you get lost. You know, that one person that was real proactive in calling you and staying in touch with you, now they moved it over to Susie Q.
Yep.
And Susie Q, she's got life going on and she's not coming into the office and she's not looking at your file. So you need somebody that's going to pay attention to when your dates are coming up for certain things and when your settlement date is coming up. That's huge, you know, and you have to meet those deadlines.
And when things go bad, you want to be able to get a hold of that person. If a lender is out west, we're not going to see them. But local lenders, we know where they live. We know where they work. We can track them down.
We stalk them. They can't run.
Right. They cannot run.
Well, that's fantastic. So it sounds like so many things are going well here with Chesapeake Real Estate. And tell us what the future holds. More expansion as things continue, perhaps?
Yeah. We're certainly going to consider that. We do a lot of business in Caroline County, so that might be, you know, a future spot if the real estate market, you know, continues to do what it's been doing.
And that's all the time we have for today's program. Listen for part two of our visit with Sam Grimes of Chesapeake Real Estate next week. You've been listening to Home Smart with Amy Lirari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email Amy@AllShoreAmy.com and visit AllShoreAmy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.